One of the wise women in our congregation turned 70 this week. And we celebrate with Olive Yamba today her birthday and her thanks to God for bringing her this far on her journey. And so this morning, as she has invited us to be part of this moment in her life, I have asked her to speak for just a moment about how she has been changed by the love of God in her life. Olive.
Good morning, everybody. It's a long, long story, and it's a long, long journey. But today is not only celebrating my birthday, but I want to say thanks to the Almighty for being by my side all these years of my life. Today, I'm going to tell you that this is not about birthday only 70. It's about how the Lord Almighty changed my life. In May 2014, my life turned around 360 degrees when I was diagnosed cancer of the liver. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Wow. I was gone out of the church for some time. I mean, if you guys can remember, my name was at the addendum, Pray for Olive, Pray for Olive. But most people didn't know why. Now I have to tell you from my own mouth. It was because my doctor announced to me and diagnosed me that I have cancer of the liver. Oh, boy. I lose it. I was on my way to work. And for 3 months, I didn't work. I was crying. I don't know where to turn. But the first person, how could you handle that when you are on your way to work, said you're going to have good news from your doctor? And he came by and he said, "Oh, what you have is cancer. It's 2 centimeters. And I said, first word in my mouth, God doesn't want to be last. He always wants to be first. I said, thank you, Lord. I turned to him and I said, what do we do now? He said, to take it out. I said, when? He said, next Friday. He was diagnosed me like this past Thursday, the following week to do it. You're going to be my first case. Oh my God. It didn't sink in me then when he was telling me all this, that I'm going to be his first case. 6:30 in the morning. Okay? That's a good breakfast, huh? Cup of coffee. I said, okay. So, and then I said, when? So he told me that as soon as I got off, I said, I cannot walk. Don't worry, I'll take your excuse to your department. Go home. Since then, tears in my eyes, I called my daughter from Oregon. She said, what? He said, I'm on the flight coming now. It's next Friday, I'm coming. The second person I called, it's my niece, Maria Kamara. She dropped everything from her job. She came running. Third person, Pastor Daniel Punema. He just drove right to the house. I went home. I threw myself on the ground. I started crying. My son was crying. I said, okay. Thursday, I went for my pre-ops to the anesthesiologist. Right there, my cell phone rang. I pick up my phone, there's a doctor calling me. I want to see my office. Come back here. I went there, what is it now? I cannot do your surgery because your case is delicate. Your cancer is in the back of your liver, and I'm scared you might bleed a lot, and we might not be able to save your life. So I'm transferring your case to Stanford. I said, okay. I said, God is in control. It's not going to bother me. So I went to Stanford. My daughter, my niece Maria, to my son, we went to Stanford. Stanford doctor came on. What they are telling me on your result, I didn't see it. By the way, did this doctor did a biopsy on you? I said, no. Did he did an MRI on you? I said, no. He said, I want you to have an MRI right now. Go to the radiologist right down the street and do the MRI. I did it. 2 weeks later, I was worried because I haven't heard from him. I called the hospital and the nurse called me back. 1:30 p.m., I was pacing up and down in my house, wanting to know what the result is going to be, and the phone rang. Olive, yes, how are you doing? Not too good. What's my result? Well, the doctor wants to tell you that there is no cancer. Praise the Lord. But he wants you to repeat your test on the 20th of August. I say, I'll do that. I did the 20th of August. They called me back. There is no cancer. So I'm free indeed. I want to thank Pastor Pundema. He wakes me 5:30 in the morning with prayers. Thank you, Pastor Pundema. I want to thank Pastor Kathy, my friend. Thank you for all your prayers. I want to thank the caregivers of this church by sending me cards and praying for me constantly. I want to thank my family. I don't want to call names. I want to thank Pastor LaPierre. He was ready to go in surgery with me on that Friday at 6:30 a.m. when they said it's my case. But when the case got canceled, I called him. He said, praise the Lord, be strong, you're going to be free. Thank you, Pastor. I want to thank everybody. I'm not going to name, but there are people that are in my life. I already said goodbye to my family back home. I called him. I said, well, if you guys don't see me, he told me that I have 5 years to live. I said goodbye. But really, I proved wrong. I said, God is higher than you. God is the highest physician. God is the highest doctor. You don't touch me. I'm a child of God. Go and get your specimen somewhere to study. And he's a surgeon. And they were shaky when I came out. I want to thank my co-workers, the doctors that I work with. They were baffled about this. My co-workers keep on calling me. They were so sad. They send me flowers at home. The Sierra Leone community, I want to thank all of them. Some people are scared. The news went around, the rumor went around. But they are scared to ask me because I didn't say anything from my mouth. Now you know the full story. There is more to tell. It's a long story. I've come a long way. And I know I will see more bad things to come. I believe I have. Thank you.
I want to invite Pastor Larry LaPierre and Pastor Nymphas M. Edwards to come, and we're going to lay our hands on Olive. Will you pray with us? Lord God, you have brought Olive this far on her journey, and you are with her still. And now we recommit her life to you as this new birth that happens again at her wise age. Protect her, love her, heal her, make her whole again as you have so many times before. And let us surround her with a community of love and care and surround one another. We are your grateful people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.